This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, I'm Simon Smart from the Centre for Public Christianity. I'm talking today with John Dixon about his new book, Humilitas, The Lost Key to Life, Love and Leadership. Now, mate, you've got lots of strengths. Humility, is that one of them?
No, it's not one, other than it's a topic I've researched and thought about a lot and aspire to in a major way. But it keeps on making my to-do list.
The book's about humility, and it's in some ways a book about leadership but other things as well. But what do you mean by humility?
Well, I don't mean humiliation or lack of self-esteem or being a doormat. Humility, the word itself, means low, as in low down to the ground. And it used to mean to be crushed, to be put low. But when I'm using the word throughout the book and the way we use it today as a virtue, it means to hold your power for the good of others, to forego status, to redirect your influence for others before yourself.
Yes, you mentioned that humility is something we all think of as a virtue, but in the book you argue that that wasn't always the case.
No, it's quite clear that in Greece and Rome, humility wasn't a virtue. The word humilitas in Latin and tapenos in Greek were negative words. They meant to be put down and crushed. Which is not to say all ancient Greeks and Romans, you know, were jerks. They did have a virtue, modestia, or proutes in Greek, that meant sort of gentleness and the moderation, or modesty, we might say, the moderation of power. But humility was something quite different because it was a willingness to forego your status and honour for the sake of others. And in the ancient world, honour was the great prize. Lowly people as well as high-born people pursued honour at all costs and avoided shame at all costs.
So this is this honour-shame dichotomy. So in that world, it made sense to promote yourself, talk yourself up, and everyone just expected that was fine.
Absolutely, and they had a pretty reasonable logic. Their view was if you had merit, it deserved honour. And to not get honour for merit is to break the equation. So it does make sense in an ancient world, in an ancient context, to bring honour to those who have some value. But that honour-shame paradigm seems to have been heavily criticised, if not completely overturned, by the Judeo-Christian worldview. Now, this is not a theological statement. It's a pretty easily verified
Tell us about that then, because you argue that it's Christ, his life, but especially his crucifixion, that opens the door to this as a big shift.
Well, there's a backstory. The Jewish scriptures, particularly the later parts of the Old Testament, start to talk about God loving the lowly. But even there, the lowly, the Hebrew word for humility or the humbled, means those who have been crushed. Okay, but what we get is that God loves them. And we'll seek to vindicate them. That seems to be the first step in the journey toward humility, because if God loves the lowly or those who have been put low and intends to do something about it, then the low are actually, in a sense, being honoured. So there's already a little bit of a reversal going on.
There was also opposes the proud. Yeah,
absolutely. But then in the life of Jesus, you get two things. One, you get some teaching from Jesus about whoever wants to be great must be your slave. That's very, very strong language and quite hard to find parallels to it in other teachings of the time. But that probably wasn't the real impetus for the virtue of humility. It seems that his crucifixion was the catalyst, because the crucifixion was the most shameful place you could possibly be in the Roman world, and he willingly went there. So the disciples had to make a choice. Does the crucifixion mean Jesus wasn't as great as we thought? Or does it mean we have to redefine greatness? And obviously they chose the latter. They said, if the greatest man we've ever known willingly went without his status, gave up his power for us, then that's what greatness must mean. And so the word tapenos, which meant, you know, lowly in the sense of being put low, was suddenly flipped on its head to mean a willing putting yourself low for others. And we can date it pretty precisely, because it's in the middle of the first century that we start getting statements about lowering yourself for others modelled on the crucifixion of Jesus.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.